Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day. This is Pastor Cheryl Paxton coming to you from Blog Talk Radio from Faith Alive, where we go through the process of there. Process of there is a faith walk where God speaks a word to us, calling us to a place that we've never been before, never seen, a walk of faith. And he commands that word that he speaks concerning us to manifest his divine will as he takes us through the seasons of our life that transforms us into the nation that is blessed, or the individual within a nation of righteousness that blesses other nations in every lineage and every race that they come in contact with. And this place where God calls us to, and he performs miraculous things, time can't stop. Circumstances can't change, because as we embrace God and we trust him and walk by faith, we see him demonstrate his power and perform something in us that we never, ever thought would ever happen in our life, because God chooses unlikely people to do wonderful things for. He uses uncommon folks to do extraordinary things. So I'm so grateful that as we go through the process of there in our everyday life, taking the word of God and applying and entrusting God to be what he said he's going to be and so much more, we see the demonstration of his power, and we see ourselves being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, until we are free. We've been looking at people within the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as ordinary people that God has chosen and that he calls to do something extraordinary. And we are part of that lineage. We're part of that call, because we've been saved by grace, by faith, and we understand that God is commissioning us to do something for his glory, that his glory might be seen in us and through us in the earth. So it's a wonderful thing. Today we're going to be looking back into the book of Genesis, and we're going to be encouraging you and empowering you once again in your stand of faith. And many of us are in this place where we're being challenged in what God has called us to, or what God is asking us to do, or what he's spoken concerning our life that will manifest. And the enemy uses circumstances and time to make it seem as though God is not going to do what he said, that his arms are too short, that his power is not mighty enough to save. But we know that God is the saving strength of his anointing, and anything that he's spoken concerning us will manifest and come to pass, because he's not a lying God. He cannot fail, and he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. As we look at Genesis today, we're going to be looking at the life of Isaac, and we're going to be looking at him in a place where time looks like it's not in his favor, but we're going to speak to even that time and command the manifestation of what God did for him to manifest in the lives of believers today, because God is the redeemer of time, and there's no shadow of turning or changing with him, and what he's done before, he's well able to do even now. He has all power, and we see the blueprint of what his hand has already done. And if he did it back in the New Testament and the Old Testament, he can surely do it for us now. So we're looking here at Genesis 25, and we're going to be looking at verses 21, and we're going to move on down. The Word of God reads, and I'm going to read it out in the Message Bible. It says, Isaac prayed hard to God for his wife because she was barren. God answered his prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant. But the children tumbled and kicked inside of her so much that she said, if this is the way it's going to be, why go on living? She went to God to find out what was going on, and God told her, two nations are in your womb. Two people butting heads while still in your body. One people will overpower the other, and the older will serve the younger. When the time to give birth came, sure enough, there were twins in her womb. The first came out reddish, wrapped and snugged, wrapped in a hairy blanket. They named him Esau. Harry, his brother, followed. His fish clutched tight on Esau's keel. His name, they named him Jacob, heel. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. Now, we're going to just eat this just for a few minutes. We see here that their time has gone by. The appointed time, as in man's calendar, that something should have occurred, something should have happened, has not taken place. We see here that Isaac and Rebecca have been married for some time, and something should have transpired, but Isaac knew that Rebecca's womb had been closed up. But he also knew that he was a miracle child, because the same thing happened with him. He was promised to his father, Abraham, and his mother, Sarah, and it was in their old age, well beyond the place of expectancy, that he was born. So he understood what it was to be in a place where it looked like the promise of what God said was not going to manifest. Now, you have to understand, he's going back to the word, because the word of God spoken to his father was that he was the promised seed, that he was going to be the key to the generation. Now, the seed that God was speaking to Abraham about was Jesus, that he was going to be the link that was going to bring nations, the Jews and Gentiles, unto God, that he was going to be the father of what God was going to do in the spirit realm. So he understood that in the earthly realm, he was the key to God doing something great. And if God spoke the word, that meant that he had to have children, because it could not stop with him or would make God out to be a lie. God has spoken something to you. He said something concerning your life. He spoke a word concerning where you're going and what you're going to do. And the word that he's spoken has to be multiplied. It cannot stop with you. So go back and grab that word that God said, because if it stops with you, that means that it cannot continue to be the blessing or the inheritance of what he's promised. So you must go back and grab that word and say, wait a minute, God, even though time is seemingly going by, and what I should have had in the time frame that has already passed, it has not occurred. But I know you're not a lying God. So I'm going back and I'm getting the promise that you spoke in times past, and I'm bringing it current to my life according to the word that you've spoken to me about my destiny and what you said I will and shall be and do for your glory. Now, God, I'm asking that as I begin to pray by faith, that you manifest what you said. And when we begin to pray that the wound of the spirit, where it could not conceive, where it could not grab, where it could not give birth to or hold or house, that supernatural realm of what God wants to do in us will begin to open. We'll begin to now get fertile and house and be fertilized with the word of God's spirit and the supernatural power of God's spirit that has met and meets the egg of our faith that says we believe all things are possible because we believe in the God who spoke it, and we know that what he says is true, that the word of God is true, and every promise of God is true, and what God speaks out of his mouth is true, and what is in his word, his written word, is true. And when you begin to grab it by faith and then pray, God, open up my spiritual wound and let me receive what you've already said, and not only receive it, but carry it and give birth to it, and let it be the full manifestation of all that you commanded, and the endowment of all that you said, and the release of every blessing that you promised in the earth, in my life, so every generation will know that God has done this, that God has spoken this, that God is faithful. In the name of Jesus, I command it now, even over your life, even over your mind and your spirit. I command a shift in your faith, a shift in your womb, a shift in your precepts, your conscience about the word of God. I command now faith to be activated in you, to grab the word of God, to grab what God has spoken and embrace it with all of your might in the spirit, to chase after what God has said and command the igniting of what he's promised to be now in the womb of the spirit and to manifest the fullness of what he said without delay, without deny. I command atmosphere and time, circumstance and conditions to now work and in your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. And that you receive only what God has said. No counterfeits, no sabotage, no more delays. That time will work in your favor. That as your steps have been synchronized with God's perfect timing, God's perfect will, that you will now give birth to, that you will now be pregnant with every promise, every word, and receive the full manifestation and deliverance. That even as God gave Sarah the ability to carry the child and the strength to deliver, I command the same thing, that the enemy will not rob, steal, or kill what God has promised, but you will see the endowment of everything that he says manifest quickly and suddenly in your life in the name of Jesus. We see here that as the word of God is being manifest because God answers. And I'm commanding the answer of God to meet you now. I'm commanding the answer of God to impregnate you now. I'm commanding the answer of God to be in fulfillment mode in the name of Jesus, in your womb, in your life, in your spirit, in Jesus' name. As she gets the answer, as they get the answer, and she becomes pregnant, and the struggle is so very hard, and the battle is so very hard in her womb, it makes her say, I can't endure this. But I'm telling you, the enemy will try to come to make it seem as though what you're giving birth to and the weight and the pain of it is too much. But don't you give up. Don't speak death to your promise, because what happens is what she says out of her mouth shows up later on, not later on in the generation. It shows up later on in the generations. It shows up in Jacob's life. It shows up there when his wife is giving birth to Benjamin. And the pain of it went in because the Lord spoke to Rebecca and he told her what was going on because of the pain of what she was enduring. She got the answer. But when God speaks and he begins to let Jacob understand what was going on when Rebecca was pregnant, and the pain was so bad when Rebecca was pregnant and the pain was so bad, God gave the answer. But when Rachel was pregnant, and we see, and she did not have the same answer, and she tried to name the blessing something other than that. And we know that we can't do that. So what happens is God begins to speak and let them know there's two wars going on. Sometimes there's two wars going in your room. The enemy is trying to use the works of the flesh to make you abort the thing of the spirit. But don't you give up. Don't you let go. Don't you back up, but give birth to it. Your blessing, it will be the multiplication of God, it will be everything that God says, and it will be the fulfillment of what God has promised, and you will see it, and it will add no sorrow. It will add no sorrow to your life. Don't let go because there's two wars going on. Don't let go because time is trying to say that you should have had it and it hasn't happened. Line up with the word of God. And as I've prayed and agreed that the will of God will be done in your life, agree with God that it shall be done, and you will see this dispensation. You will see this manifestation. You will see this endowment and release. You will see it come into fruition. And even in the womb where the war is going on, you will not let go. But you will say, I will see what God promised me come into fruition. Won't let the world, the flesh, or even the pain cause me to miss this thing that I'm birthing out. I pray that you receive this word of life and that it encourages you and empowers you. Thank you for joining me for Save Your Life today. And thank you, oh God. Thanks for allowing the word to empower you. We'll see you here tomorrow, and we'll get empowered again and hear what God has to say. Be blessed in Jesus' name.